Rita Isley, and I'm the Director of Community Health and Wellness and the Chief Nursing Officer at Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health.
Okay. So what are the concerns around COVID and Halloween right now from your perspective?
So from our perspective, we don't have a lot of concerns related to children dressing up in their Halloween costumes and going trick-or-treating in their neighborhoods, provided they follow all of the COVID guidance that we've been pushing probably almost from the onset. So we want them to wear face coverings. We want them to practice physical distancing. We want them to remain in their bubble. And for the parents of the children that are trick-or-treating, if we can have them download the COVID app, it just helps with identifying exposures if that comes to play. That's the trick-or-treating part of it. The other part of Halloween that we see happen a lot is lots of people like to get together for social gatherings and get-togethers and parties. And we're really wanting to be very cautious about Halloween this year as it relates to social gatherings and parties. Because what we're seeing and what we're experiencing from our COVID counts across the province is we're seeing an increase, and a lot of those increases are related to these types of gatherings or parties that people are attending. So we're putting out the cautions right now that Halloween is not a time this year, if we can just avoid it for 2020, for having those parties and get-togethers, and for the families with children to take them around and trick-or-treating, but in their bubble instead of larger groups. That's what we're asking to have happen.
And that seems quite fair. Now, what about the giving out of candy? That's what I'm thinking about and worried about.
Yeah. So really, again, it's the same principles of physical distancing and wearing a mask. So if you're at home and you're going to be handing out candy, one of the things that we're saying, be creative. So one of the things that we're suggesting is to have the candy on the porch so that the kids can knock on your door, or you can be at your front entrance of your house so that you get to enjoy seeing the costumes and everything. You know how cute some of the kids are. But also having your candy on the porch so that the kids can actually take the candy out of the bowl, so it's not multiple people handling it. But the other part of it is that then you can maintain your distance from the children so that they can get their candy and not have to be within that 6 feet of you.
And I've actually seen some really creative ideas already on Facebook. I've seen one dad in the States with like this tube going down his railing, and that's how he's going to hand out candy.
And I think that's awesome. If we could come up with some really great ideas, I think that's just a really good way to be able to celebrate Halloween, but do so in a safe manner. I know during the summer birthday parades, I know of someone that used their golf club as the mechanism to hand the birthday gift out of their vehicle so that they were able to maintain their six-foot distance. So anything that you can think of, if you can come up like with a clean shovel, for example, as the thing so that the kids can just grab the candy off the shovel.
Maybe this will spark some creativity in our community with this.
I think it will, and I'm kind of excited to see what comes out of it and how creative some of the people will be.
And any other tips that you want the public to know about Halloween that they should keep in mind?
Well, I think aside from the COVID piece, I think it's really important to remember the usual Halloween tips, making sure that you have a light on or some reflective clothing so that people can see you while you're walking around, and especially the children. But also if you're driving around in your neighborhood at Halloween, to just be very cognizant and cautious of all of the people that will be walking around. And then finally, just making sure that you know where you're going to do your trick-or-treating and that you inspect your children's candy when they come home at night.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rita.